greet you in Christ's name this morning. I am grateful this morning. Grateful that the year is behind us and this day that looked so far off a year ago is now here. And I'd like to express my thanks to those positive thinking people that I found to work with here. We've heard of the power of positive thinking, and I'm not referring to that especially. We know that positive thinking is not salvation, but it is much nicer to work with a positive-minded person as compared to a negative-minded person. And so I want to thank each one of you, teachers that taught classes in the past year, the co-superintendents, especially Joe, thank you for stepping up and filling in. And for all the classes, just thanks for everything. And thank you for your willing participation, your patience and attentiveness. And I would just encourage you to do the same for the new superintendents and bless them the same way that you have blessed us this year. So then my heart was filled with gratitude, and so I thought I would speak some about gratitude this morning. Today's Sunday school lesson is in 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 and 3 has quite a list of undesirable human tendencies, and amongst them is unthankfulness. I want to talk a little bit about that. And also in verse 4 it mentions that we should not be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, we don't want to confuse the desire for immediate gratification with being thankful. It's so easy to become impatient, or for me it is, when we lose the small pleasures of life, the things that we get used to. If we lose those, it's easy to become impatient and lose that thankful spirit. Recently we had sometimes our gratefulness can be kind of shallow. Recently we had my wife had invited company for supper about a week ago, and she was in the middle of preparing supper when all of a sudden the power went off. What had happened is there was a semi over on Highway 61, and the wind blew the semi off the road, and it rolled over right on top of a power line pole, just smashed it flat. And so it took a while to remove the semi, plus fixing the wire. But my wife adapted well. She finished things up on the grill. Our company came. We had a good time, got along pretty good, until it got dark. Now, this had been one of the hottest days of the year. It was over 100 degrees that day. We had worked very hard, or I had. We were a man short, and so I filled in on the crew that day. And I mined the heat a little more than I used to. And came home, power went off just before I got into the shower. And here we had company coming, and I thought it was terrible. When it got dark, the company left. They went home. Children decided to go to a friend's house that still had power. My wife went to bed. I still hadn't had a shower, so I sat in the living room, and it can get pretty dark at 9:30 without any lights. And the temperature kept rising in the room, and it also kept rising within me. And at 9:30, the power came back on for the neighbors all around us, but ours did not come back on. And that didn't help the situation at all. I guess, evidently, they have different zones, and the zone was right between us and our nearest neighbors, so that's why their power went on, ours didn't. Anyhow, my attitude of gratitude was not there for a little while. At 10 o'clock, the power finally came back on, and I was so grateful for electricity. Took a shower, and soon I felt 100% better. But it made me think a little bit. You know, it really wasn't that important that the power went off. 100 years from now, won't mean a thing. And so that's what I mean when I say sometimes our gratification can be kind of shallow. This morning we have many things to be grateful for. And I'm not going to enumerate them. Just think about those things in your mind as we talk about some things here. I'll be reading in Luke 17 a few verses. It's the story of the 10 lepers. I'm going to start in verse 11 and verse through 19. Luke 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met with him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Several points here that I would like to bring out. All of these lepers were in the same boat. They were all sick. They all were sick unto death. There was no known cure. They all had the same needs. All of them prayed for deliverance. It says they all shouted, or with a loud voice, it says, lifted up their voices. And they all prayed for deliverance, for healing, with fervent and earnest prayer. And then all 10 of them were healed, completely, without reservation. It says they were cleansed. They were made whole. But only one turned back to thank God for his great gift. Where do we find ourselves this morning? I think Jesus, by reading this, we can see that he expressed some disappointment that only one had verbally thanked him. And I don't know what all they missed out on, but one thing that occurred to me they missed out on was the nine did not hear the confirmation of their faith like the one did, where he said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." It seems to me like they really missed out on the blessing of hearing those words. So it's very important, I believe, to verbalize our thanks. I was reminded of back when we first got married. I was not brought up to verbally express my thanks like my wife was. And I guess now 30 years later, through her good example and patience, she has helped me to do better with that. And so I do thank you for that also. We could talk of the times when God has protected us from harm. I know all of us have at least one such story. I have one that just occurred to me when I was thinking about this. It happened several years ago when I first started using a little track hoe. I was not used to it, didn't know much about it, but I thought it was fun. And we had a job working for Richard Graber to put in anchors to pull a basement wall straight, and we had to dig a trench footing out along about 12 feet from the house. And it ended up being about maybe 40 foot long and a couple of feet wide and about 4 feet deep. Well, the first thing you do before you dig is you call DigSafe. And you have them come out, and they mark out all the possibilities of gas lines and computer lines and phone lines and anything that's buried. It's their responsibility. You call them, they come mark it, then you're off the hook. So they came out and marked it, and it was all clear. And I started digging. I was digging right along the property line. And pretty soon I noticed there at the very bottom of the trench there was a yellow, kind of a yellowish pipe, bright yellow. And thought occurred to me that might be a gas line, but I had called DigSafe, and they had marked it all clear, so if it is a pipe, it's not in use. I'll just keep going and be careful. And I was very inexperienced. And so I kept digging, and that pipe ran exactly the same way as my ditch ran, and the whole 40 feet, every so often I would scrape that pipe a little bit, and the yellow would show, and then I would ease up a little, keep going. Got the ditch dug, and I got to looking at that, and I said, that is a pretty new-looking pipe. I'm going to call the gas company after I had the ditch dug. So they came out right away, and they started looking at me with large eyes. And here it was a 3-inch main that they had missed marking, and it went right through the property line. That's why they missed it. And I think about that a lot. In fact, almost every time I get into a little track hole, I think about that. What could have happened? And so I asked them if they're going to have to replace it. Of course, they were very apologetic. They realized that they had dropped the ball. Asked them if they're going to need to replace the pipe, and they checked it out and said no. Didn't really harm it, just bumped it here and there, and they just wrapped some stuff around some of the obvious scars. But they didn't replace the pipe. And to me, that was almost miraculous, because an inexperienced operator just kind of chasing that pipe for that length and didn't harm it, didn't hurt it. So I really publicly want to thank God for watching over me that day. And I'm sure we all have stories like that. And if we don't have the stories, these things happen when we weren't aware of them, where God is in control and taking care of us. So I'm thankful for that this morning, and for so much more, the hope of eternal life that God has given me. God has given us an instinctive desire to live. He's placed that within us. And did you ever notice how when we hear that someone has passed away, someone has died, there's kind of an automatic response that goes through us, which a writer wrote once that's an automatic response of gratitude that we are still alive, that God has placed within us. I thought that was a good way of putting it. We have a God-given desire to live. And well, I want to thank him for that this morning. Also, I'm going to close with one quote and a verse out of Colossians. The seeds of depression cannot take root in a grateful heart. And then Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Let's bow our heads for prayer. God, we thank you this morning that you have once again given us this new day, that you have delivered us in past times, that you have been with us, that your promises for us include the promise of eternal life with you, Lord. We're thankful for each one here this morning. Think especially now of the new Sunday school year coming up. We think of the new teachers, the new superintendents. Just ask that your hand might guide them, bless them as they work together, and may we all receive blessings for it. And may you be honored and glorified by the coming year, and may you have all the honor and glory for the past year. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.